Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say only sure thing about luck is that it changes. We are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my Minnesota co-host, D-Say.
What's up?
And for our special guest picker for this evening, we have Dan the Man. Dan, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Evening, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. Excited to be on here.
Yeah, it's been a little bit in the making. Tried to get you on a couple weeks ago. Couldn't make it happen, but we have you on now. You got a couple weeks to watch these teams play, and I think you got a good scouting in. So basically, all you got to do is beat Mikey. What do you think about beating Mikey at this point?
I think I lobbed Mikey a softball given to him that week that I was supposed to be on and then ended up backing out of. So that's the reason he went 4-1. But I got him in my crosshairs. But if nothing else, I'm not going to do worse than Jake. So I think we're good.
Amen. Good call out. Well, speaking of, so last week's special guest picker was Keenan, and he had a pretty good week. He ended up going 3-2. So as our standings go, Mikey's at the top at 4-1. Keenan, Alexis, and Justin are three-way tie in second, all at that 3-2. So that's super impressive. We got our guy Ryan down there in fifth. He is 2-3, and Jake, he's at rock bottom, 0-5. So like Dan said, that's the goal. Just beat Jake at this point. Anyone who's going to be on the show, just beat Jake. With all that being said, D-Say had a little bit of a rough week last week, 1-3, but he's still 50%. What are you, 15 and 14, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I ended up having a pretty good week. I went 4-1 last week myself, bringing me up to 33-22. So I'm up 11 units. I'm feeling pretty good. Hopefully we got some big winners in for you this week. I know Dan's got some heaters for us. Without further ado, we're just going to throw it straight to you, Dan. What's your first game, man?
Yeah. First one I got on my board is taking West Virginia. They're getting 6.5 against Kansas State at Kansas State. Kansas State has a 6-3 record, but and looking at their schedule, I mean, they haven't really beat any good teams.
Right.
So discount that a little bit. West Virginia, tough game against Oklahoma State last week, but I think they'll bounce back here and cover.
Yeah, I like that pick. I was looking at that K-State game too. D-Say, what do you got? I know you got 4-0 week. I feel it in my bones.
I hope so. My first game is Ohio State versus Purdue. OSU is -21. They've had some trouble covering last few weeks, and Purdue already has 2 top 5 wins. I don't think they'll win, but I think they'll keep it close, so I'm taking Purdue +21.
Okay. All right, right on, getting that that big game in. Purdue made their way in the top 20 as of last week. That was a huge win, so I'm excited to watch that game. For my first game, I'm going to go ahead and take Auburn, giving 5.5 against Mississippi State. So Auburn's at home, and it seems like every time Bo Nix doesn't have the greatest week, he kind of bounces back and plays way better that next week. So with my first pick, I love Auburn giving that 5.5. I think they get them by at least a touchdown. So Auburn -5.5 against Mississippi State.
Cool. Jump in with my second pick then. I got Northwestern versus Wisconsin. I'm going to go ahead and take the under 41 in that game.
Ooh.
I'm not sure that Northwestern will even score. And Wisconsin, I don't have any hope in them to put up 35 or more. I know last week they had a pretty good week against Rutgers, but don't see them repeating that. So I'll go with the under 41.
I'm digging the under. I don't have it. I had it written down initially, but I was like, man, I saw what Wisconsin did last week. The last thing I need is 3 defensive touchdowns out of nowhere or whatever they were doing. But, I'm digging that pick.
Yeah, my second pick, I got Syracuse versus Louisville. Louisville is -3 in this game. Cuse had a bye last week, so Sean Tucker fell behind on the leaderboard in rushing. But I'm looking for him to get back up on top. He's going against a defense that allows 133 yards a game. I'm looking for a pleasing performance out of Syracuse, so I'm going to take them +3.
Okay, yeah, I like it. I'm going to go ahead and take an over-under, and I'm going to go to that Michigan State-Maryland game. It's only at 61 right now. I know Michigan State's looking to bounce back in a big way after that loss. I know they're going to – their offense is not like Michigan State teams in the past. We've discussed it before, so I know they're going to be putting up big points, and Maryland's no slouches. They see a vulnerable Michigan State team. They're going to come out and they're going to score some points as well, so over 61 should score pretty well.
Yeah, good pick there. I was thinking about taking Michigan State in that game with a bounce back game covering the spread, but got scared away a little bit and decided to go away from it.
Right.
My next pick, speaking of Michigan, I'm going to go ahead and take Michigan, who's giving 1.5 to Penn State at Penn State. Don't think I would do that pick if it was a Penn State night game, but it being at noon, I'm not really sold on Penn State season so far. I hung tough with Ohio State, but otherwise haven't really been impressed when I've watched them. So I'll take Michigan State or Michigan given the 1.5.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting.
My third game, I got Coastal Carolina versus Georgia State. Going with the over-under on this, it's 52. Coastal puts up 43. They're one of the top scoring teams in the country. And together, they put up 66 between the two teams. I think this number is that low because they're not expecting the quarterback for Coastal Carolina to play. But their coach said today that he's hopeful he will. So I'm hopeful they will too. I'm going to go with the over 52.
Ooh, okay. I dig it. I went ahead. I'm going to go ahead and take a teaser. Dan had elaborated a bit on that Michigan game. I am also not super sold on Penn State, but I see that 1.5, and I'm going to put that as my first teaser. I'm going to take Penn State up to getting 7.5. So I don't think Michigan's capable of beating this Penn State team, especially on the road, by more than a touchdown at this point. So I'm going to take that, and I'm also going to tease that with Baylor. They're at 5.5 right now, and I'm going to take them up to getting 11.5 against Oklahoma. Baylor's at home, and I'm just waiting for Oklahoma to falter. So I think that's this week, and I'm getting double digits with Baylor. I think that's a lock for a teaser right there. Penn State plus 7.5 and Baylor plus 11.5.
Yeah, nice pick. I'll stay along that same game, actually. I'm going to not take the spread, but Baylor and Oklahoma State, the over-under right now is at 62. So I'm going to go ahead and take the over 62. Got two teams here who can put a lot of points on the board. And want to see a good old-fashioned Big 12 shootout here.
I like it.
My last game, I'm going to do a teaser. First leg, I got Wake Forest and NC State. NC State is plus 2. I'm going to tease them to plus 8. Wake Forest just played their first decent opponent last week, not even a good one, in North Carolina, and they allowed 58. So I like NC State in this game, just not enough to trust them with the plus 2. The second part of my teaser, I'm going to do Tulsa and Tulane. Tulsa is minus 3, so I'm going to tease them to plus 3. Last week, they played Cincinnati pretty tough. That's their third tough game against a current top 10 opponent. Their other losses are why I can't trust them against this 1-8 Tulane team.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Wake Forest either. I mean, you even saw what that defense did against Army, so they're really not all that great. So I like where you're going with that. With my next pick, I have that Arizona State Washington game. I saw a bit of a fishing line that Arizona State was minus 5.5 at Washington. So I wasn't sure what they were quite dealing with that, but they got me. I'm fishing for it. I'm gonna take Arizona State giving that 5.5 at Washington this week.
You love those fishy lines, Nate.
I love fishy lines.
For my fifth and final pick, I'm gonna go ahead and take Wyoming getting 13.5 at Boise State. Was informed graciously by the host here that the spread's no longer 14 as we got on tonight to record, but I'm still going to take Wyoming plus 13.5. I don't think they lose by more than 10. So I think that's still a solid pick.
I agree. I don't think they do either. With my last pick, I'm going to go ahead and take Washington State. They're also 13.5 point underdogs, and they're playing at Oregon. Oregon, a team that I'm also just waiting for them to just fall apart, waiting for their second loss of the season. It's going to happen eventually. It might even happen this week in a huge upset against Washington State. But if you're going to give me 13.5, I'm going to take that all day. I love Washington State in this spot right here. And that should just about do it for our picks. DC, you got anything? You had a stat you had lined up for us. What's going on in the football world?
Oh, yeah, I was just looking up some records. Western Kentucky, their quarterback has 37 touchdowns right now, but their wide receiver has 104 receptions, which the next closest to him is 88. So if they make the conference championship and he keeps that same pace, he will shatter the record by Zay Jones.
That'd be wild. I remember Rondale Moore having a season like that for Purdue his freshman year. I think he was top 10 maybe in catches one year, 146. You got that list up anymore?
I do. You say he had 146?
I thought Rondale Moore, what did he have?
No,
I might be going crazy. 120?
No. I'm going down this. Oh, he had 114.
Oh, okay. I still thought that was wild.
I think he got hurt that year also.
Towards the end?
Yeah.
He didn't end up playing that next year, I don't think.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun to watch his freshman year, though. He was dominant.
He destroyed Ohio State. That was brutal. That was one of Ohio State's years, and oof. Yeah, he was fun to watch. But yeah, with all that going on, Dan, do you have anything for the people, for the fans, for us?
I've got nothing. Just want to say again, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Had a lot of fun and looking forward to see how we all do this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if you know or not that if you do come in first, you get a free shirt. So, I mean, that's a pretty huge prize.
I'll bank on it. I already heard Keenan order his by mail, so I'll wait to see how my results come in before I jump on that.
Right on. Well, unfortunately, he's going to probably have to send that back because we did. And I mean, we thought he was going to win. We sent it on over. So, well, we're waiting for our refund. But with all that being said, D-Sage, do you have anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Nope. Right on. Well, Dan, we do appreciate you being on. We appreciate you listening. We excited to see how your picks do. I'd ride you on this one. I think you got some good picks going. Mikey, I don't think you stand a chance. So good riddance, buddy. I know you're excited to hear Dan on the show. And I just don't think you're going to hold up in that first spot anymore. So with all that being said, I am your host, Nate. Mini-sode co-host Issei, special guest picker Dan. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace out.
Peace. I'm out of here.